This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Amid a trade war with rival China, President Donald Trump is moving to ease tension with allies. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
The president's lifting import taxes on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum, clearing the way for approval of a trade pact between the three nations. He slapped on the tariffs last year in the name of national security, and Canada had resisted approving the deal while they were in place.
They were hurting Canadian consumers, Canadian workers, and American workers and American consumers.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ontario, shortly before President Trump spoke here in Washington, where he did not address the tariffs, but push Congress to approve the deal.
A fantastic deal for our country.
The White House says he's now holding off on deciding whether to put tariffs on foreign vehicles, which would have a big impact on Europe and Japan. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has defied a congressional subpoena and refused to give the House Ways and Means Committee copies of President Trump's tax returns. Mnuchin has said that the request amounts to government overreach and there is no legitimate legislative purpose for Trump to turn over the returns. Committee Chairman Richard Neal says the case will head to court now, possibly as early as next week. Neal said he was consulting with attorneys on the best way to proceed. Trump's refusal to cooperate in numerous congressional investigations of him, his family, and his finances is forcing House Democrats to use the courts to enforce their oversight powers granted under the U.S. Constitution. A down day on Wall Street, with all three major indices finishing in negative territory. The Dow was down 0.38%, the S&P lost 0.58%, and the Nasdaq dropped 1.04%. This is VOA News. Taiwan's legislature Friday voted to legalize same-sex marriage, the first nation in Asia to do so. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Thousands of people, including same-sex couples, celebrated outside Parliament, many carrying rainbow-colored flags and placards reading, "The vote cannot fail." Lawmakers, pressured by LGBT groups, as well as church organizations opposed to the move, approved most of a government-sponsored bill that recognizes same-sex marriages and gives couples many of the tax, insurance, and child custody benefits available to male-female marriage. Married couples. That makes Taiwan the first place in Asia with a comprehensive law both allowing and laying out the terms of same-sex marriage. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Bangladeshi authorities and the UN Refugee Agency have registered more than 250,000 Rohingya refugees and presented them with identity documents. As Lisa Schlein reports, those documents grant them a number of rights and safeguards.
UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says the ID card includes a photo and key information, such as name, date of birth, and place of birth. It also indicates Myanmar as the country of origin.
That we do not know only how many people there are, that we have a detailed profile, which allows us, with the more accurate data, to deliver far better assistance to this massive refugee population.
Mahecic says the UNHCR and Bangladeshi authorities hope to complete the registration process for the entire refugee population by November. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Brexit talks collapsed on Friday, one day after British Prime Minister Theresa May set out a timetable for her exit from office, the latest sign of a government in shambles. Britain's Labour Party head Jeremy Corbyn sent a letter to May saying the Brexit talks have gone as far as they can because of the instability of her government and its refusal to change its position. The two major British parties have been at a stalemate for weeks over a deal outlining the conditions by which Britain will withdraw from the European Union. The deadline for that withdrawal is now October 31st. A foreign military airstrike in Afghanistan's embattled southern Helmand province mistakenly killed at least 17 government forces and wounded 14 others. A local security official told VOA the deadly strike occurred just outside the provincial capital of Lashkargah, where police forces were battling Taliban insurgents. A U.S. military spokesman said Afghan forces had called for close air support, and it was thought the area was clear of friendly forces, but it was not. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.